Your AI bill hit four figures last month. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 193. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boon. Today we're talking OpenClaw with Olama, a zero-cost AI assistant that runs entirely on your machine.
And by zero cost, we mean it. No API keys, no per-token charges, no sending your data to someone else's servers.
Which, honestly, Boon, feels like where a lot of people are headed right now. I'm seeing teams that started with ChatGPT API integration now looking at their monthly bills going, wait, what?
Right, and it's not just the cost, it's the latency of round trips to external APIs. Plus, you're basically broadcasting your workflow to OpenAI or whoever.
So what exactly is OpenClaw doing here? Break this down for me.
OpenClaw is essentially an agent orchestration framework. It runs locally, manages multiple AI agents that can spawn sub-agents, and handles workspace isolation so different projects don't step on each other.
And it's talking to Olama under the hood?
Exactly. Olama runs the actual language models locally. In this case, they're using GPTOS-20B, which is a 20 billion parameter model. OpenClaw treats Olama as just another API provider using the OpenAI-compatible endpoint.
Smart. So they get the familiar API surface, but everything stays local.
The config is pretty elegant, actually. They're hitting localhost 1434 with an OpenAI-style completions API, setting costs to zero across the board, and defining of the 31K context window with 8K max output tokens.
Wait, 131K context window? That's huge for a local model.
That's what caught my eye, too. Most local setups, you're dealing with much smaller windows. This gives you room for substantial document processing or long conversations without losing context.
Okay, but let's talk about the agent stuff. What does max concurrent 4 with sub-agents max concurrent 8 actually mean in practice?
So you can have four primary agents running simultaneously, and each of those can spawn up to 8 sub-agents. Think of it like a main thread that can fork worker processes.
That's potentially 32 concurrent operations if everyone's maxed out?
Theoretically, yeah. Though that would probably melt most consumer hardware. The nice thing is it's configurable. You tune it based on your machine's capabilities.
I'm giving the architecture a solid A-. The workspace isolation is particularly smart. Keeps different projects from contaminating each other's context.
And look at the tools config. Web search is disabled, but web fetch is enabled. That's a practical trade-off. You get document retrieval without the complexity of search integration.
Makes sense from a product standpoint. Web search is where you typically hit external APIs anyway, so disabling that keeps the zero-cost promise intact.
The Telegram integration is interesting too. You can interact with your local AI assistant from your phone, but the processing still happens on your local machine.
That's actually brilliant. Mobile interface, local compute, best of both worlds.
Installation looks dead simple. Curl pipe bash for both OpenClaw and Olama, though I'd probably want to inspect those scripts first.
Always. But assuming they're clean, you could have this running in, what, 5 minutes?
Maybe 10 if you include pulling the GPTOS-20B model. That's going to be a few gigs.
Still faster than most enterprise software deployments. And once it's running, no ongoing costs, no rate limits, no data leaving your network.
I'm definitely adding this to the weekend project list. The config flexibility alone makes it worth exploring.
All right, build next time. Three concrete things. First, install both OpenClaw and Olama with those curl commands, then pull the GPTOS-20B model. Second, experiment with the concurrency settings. Start conservative, maybe max concurrent 2 and subagents 4, then scale up based on your hardware. And third, if you're feeling ambitious, dig into that Telegram integration. Having a local AI assistant you can chat with from anywhere is pretty compelling. Plus, you get to see how a